This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're going to be talking about programs. We're going to talk about what program we're on. Many of us know that we have Apple, we have Samsung, we have Samsung Galaxy, we got Mac, we got IBM, we got PC, we got all kinds of great stuff, computers. Yeah, I mean, you're like, why is Ashley talking about computers on a lifestyle psychology show? Doesn't make a lot of sense. Sounds kind of crazy. So, you know, it's an interesting deal here. But, you know, we have these situations where we get these new phones, we get these new computers, we get these new operating systems, and you know what? They get old, right? They get old, they stop running, the phone gets slower and slower, the computer gets slower and slower. I know that many of you might do a lot of work for, you know, graphic design or what have you, and it's awesome, and it all seems to all either slow down, speed up, but we all have to create these newer ways of doing things. And just like computers and just like software, they have to be made better. They have to be made better, and they have to be faster. And the thing that we have to deal with is that we upgrade, right? So we get a new operating system more often than not, and that operating system, what? It makes things faster. It makes the phone work faster. It gives us new applications, new options that we didn't have before, right? It makes the system run. But what if I told you that you actually have your own operating system? And this operating system does some things really good, and it does some other things really poorly. What if I told you that your operating system worked to some degree very efficient with certain things? But what if I told you that your operating system could be out of date with other things, and that you are literally kind of doing the same thing over and over again with not realizing it? A program is exactly that. When we are on a program, right, we do the same thing over and over again. It's ingrained. It's actually, you know, ingrained in our brain. And that's psychological. That's actually real. I mean, like your brain waves, the more and more you think something over and over again, the more it becomes actually part of you, ingrained. The more you do things over and over again, it becomes your program. It becomes ingrained. So what if I told you that some of the stuff you were doing that's ingrained is not working? And I'm sure you would agree. What if I said that some of it was great, but we got to get rid of the non-working pieces of the program to begin to actually make things work in your life? And on today's show, I'm going to be talking about that. How do we change the operating program? How do we change our operating program? How do we update our operating program? How do we get rid of non-working operating programs and move on with our life? I know that many of us think that The Matrix was just a movie, right, made by like with the Wachowski brothers, right, and that Keanu Reeves played the lead role. But what if I told you that many of us were living our life in a matrix of our own building? We created it ourselves. We engineered it ourselves. We lived it day after day ourselves. And many of us never think that we're actually living it. We feel like we're right here in the now, living our life every day differently. But we're not. We're just not doing it. And so I'm going to add some clarity. I'm going to make you kind of, I'm going to push the boundaries a little bit today on today's show. Make you think a little bit. And also maybe, just maybe, by the end of the show, you'll realize that there's one or two things that you want to change in your life, and you're going to start doing it right now, and you're going to find another way of doing things that works better and works to help you get what you want instead of what you don't want in your life. Later on in the hour, Dan Nelson is going to join us. He offers his history lessons that I always find are so fun, because we actually realize that things happen in the past much similar as they do now, right? Very similar to what they do now. And we realize that history does repeat itself. And we realize that things have really not gotten that different, right? Things have not really been that different in our life. And I find that that in itself is, well, I don't know if it's reassuring, if it's sad, but things haven't really changed that much. And I think that with the internet and with social media, we all feel that things are so different and that we know so much information. And that's the interesting thing about history and dealing with a historian is that they uncover the stuff that, you know, quite honestly, we would never think is real. You know, some of the stuff is a little crazy. Some of the stuff sounds like a reality show set in the 16 or 1700s, right? And some of it's very uplifting. Today's story will be a little more, almost a little bit more reality show set in the 16, 1700s, I think, 1610. I might be wrong. But set in that time frame, we can realize that this stuff really did happen back then, too. It's not anything new. Also, joining us later, Liz London, our sound alchemist, will be joining us. Last week we talked about some of the crystal bowls that help us with sound therapy. This week we're going to be talking about tuning forks and the pineal gland, and how to activate that gland and how to make, well, to get smarter, more clarity, quite honestly. So, honestly, I think it's an interesting thing. We actually played along with those tuning forks after the show last week, and I did feel like more clarity. I felt like there was something with that resonating sound that resonated with me. And so also we'll be doing a meditation as well. And so it'll be fun. And I guess I will be carrying along the meditation. So I'm opening a new chapter in my life story where I will be leading meditations now. So join me in my first meditation later on in today's show. Yes, my first one ever done. So we'll have some fun with that. So let's go back to these operating systems. Let's talk about that real quick. You know, I know that many of us hear about the red pill and the blue pill, right? You know, when you look at the Matrix or anybody on YouTube that talks about men going their own way. And I understand that group. I've had some of you as my clients, which is actually a tribute to the fact that I must be a good therapist for you to want to see me, especially in a group, men going their own way. And if you know anything about men going their own way or you know anything about the Matrix, you know that they talk about the red pill and the blue pill, and the red pill reveals this unpleasant truth, right? Like this unpleasant truth that we have to learn. Like in the Matrix, remember, Keanu Reeves has both pills and he ends up taking the red pill, right? The blue pill is supposed to be going back into this blissful ignorance. But I'm going to shift that paradigm in today's show. I'm going to shift that paradigm because I don't agree with that. I think that's an old operating system. I think it was great for a TV show, for a movie, whatever. But I want to actually shift that paradigm to work for us. And so what if instead of an unpleasant truth with the red pill, it was a life-changing elixir that woke you up to your true reality? What if that was the red pill? Okay, the blue pill can be whatever it wants to be, because I'm not offering any blue pills today. So all I'm giving is red pills. And if you want one, take it. And it's a life-changing elixir. Okay, so it's not some sort of horrible, blasphemous, unpleasant reality that we don't want to deal with. It's actually quite the opposite. Because I've found that many of us are using these old programs that actually keep us in this unpleasant reality. Okay? Life can be very, very joyful and rewarding, and life can be really horrific and horrible. Okay? I've been on both sides of that coin. I've done both. I've done some more than others. But I remember I've been through a time where it was very unpleasant. But I think it depends on how we look at things. And so we have to begin by understanding where and what programs we are running on. So let's talk about the first program I want to bring up today. I want to talk about your morning program. Yes, you. You have a morning program. You remember the Truman Show when we got to see Truman walk through everything, every single part of his day, and we watched it, you know, like a voyeur watching into someone's show? Well, you have that same show, okay? And each piece of your day is a program, okay? Your morning program, how does that look, okay? So I'll tell you what most people's morning programs look like. Okay, you wake up, you hit the snooze button, you wake up, you hit... rumble, you get all the way into the kitchen, stub your toe, start the coffee maker, you look at the time, you freak out, you get in the shower, you race around, and you basically try to get to work or to sit down in front of your Zoom call for your job nowadays, And you get half dressed now for the Zoom call, and you make it. You're drinking the coffee, slurping it down, and just kind of angrily going through the morning, or sadly going through the morning, or half awake going through the morning, right? All of these programs don't really add to our quality of life. So how do we add to our quality of life? What do we do to change said program? And I've begun to look at my program. So we have the morning program. We have our work program. We have our friends program. We have our program when we react to our spouse. We have the program that we have between ourselves and our parents. Individual program. If we have a mom and dad, one for mom, one for dad. Oh, and by the way, let me throw in the little monkey wrench. All of them have programs for you and to deal with you as well. Everybody's on a program. So are you really interfacing with them or their program? Very interesting. Most of the time when people are not mindful, you're interacting with their program, not them. And so when we take things very personally, we're taking a program personally instead of the person, right? It's like taking your iPhone personally. God, I can't believe that, you know, Siri just said that to me. Can't believe that. It's horrible. I mean, how did she go out saying that? It's the same thing. We take people's personal, the comments they make when they really have nothing to do with us because they're running amok on their own deranged program. So let's go back to that morning program real quick, okay? Some of you out there are saying, you know what, Ashley, that doesn't apply to me at all. I get up and I feel good about myself and I go and I take a shower and I get ready and I smile and I have some coffee. Maybe I have some tea. I drink some water. I take my morning vitamins. I have a great routine and I feel good. Well, that's great. That's great. But there's probably something, maybe one or two things in that program that can be switched, tweaked just a little bit to make it even better. Maybe getting up a little bit earlier, right? Maybe that could help to get more things done that you want to get done. Maybe switching up some of the things that you do in the morning. Maybe, you know, the way that you're eating is not helping you. Maybe you feel like you're in crunch time by a certain time, and if you had gotten some other things done previously, we maybe made some tweaks to the evening program, we would be doing better in the morning program. Okay, so everything feeds into itself. No person, no man is an island, no program is an island, right? So we got to think about that. So what do we do next? How do we make some changes? And I've been doing some real soul searching and investigation in mindfulness when it comes to my programs. I've been really thinking about what it really means to go through the daily basis as I do, interacting. And when I catch an interaction that doesn't seem as mindful and genuine, I question it. Where did that come from? Why did I say that? Or if you get upset with somebody and somebody's talking to you in a certain way and you take it really personal, why am I taking that so personal? Why is that triggering me to get upset? What is that? And if it's hard to figure out where the trigger came from, okay, maybe it's triggering your program subconsciously to either irritate you, upset you, right? Maybe this feels like something that's happened before, okay? And remember, some people can be in programs with one other person where both of you are in a program where both of you can make changes. Let me give you that example before we go to break. Two people, known each other since high school, right? On the football team together, best years of their life, right? All they do is still talking about that in their 30s, 40s. The relationship has never, ever gotten past the football games in high school. Okay, we can make this relationship relevant, but both people in both programs are choosing not to, right? Interesting. We're going to be talking about that more in just a moment. So stay tuned. I'm going to be talking about programs, obsolete programs, and how to optimize your program to make the best life ever. Stay tuned because guess what? Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in touche. Are you an artist?
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir Anatomy of a Patient as a journal of my battle with a life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die, or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. You can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy.
Are you looking for or interested in artwork for your home or office? Are you interested in purchasing artwork? Even seeing behind the scenes of the art-making process? Supporting the artist in their journey? Even finding out information like what makes an artist collectible? And to get the artist's perspective? Go to artforyourcause.com/AP. That's artforyourcause.com/AP. And become an Art Lover member today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about operating system programs. They don't just, you know, they're not just about your phone. It's not just about your computer. It's not just about your iPad or your, it's not about that, right? They all have these operating systems, and when you don't update them, right, they get slow, right? They don't work. You're like, God, it's so slow. I can't send an email. Oh my God, I've been trying to edit this stuff and I can't edit it. Or, oh, Facebook, like today is so slow. All these things on these operating systems that need to be fixed. But we have operating systems ourselves. We're not that much different. And many of us are using the same operating systems we've been using since the beginning of time. And some of these operating systems need to be fixed. Some need to be updated, and some need to be, well, thrown away. I don't even think they need to be recycled. I mean, I don't think you want to recycle it. I mean, you want to recycle something that can be used to make something else. I think this needs to just go away, right? And so many of us are operating on those systems. Like right before the break, I was talking about the friendship, right, where you have two guys that play football in high school, right? This is an example of two people carrying a program into their friendship, okay? Two guys, great friends in high school, played on the football team, you know, made some amazing passes, went to state, did all this stuff, and, you know, 40 years old, they're both like, yeah, man, you made that amazing pass, you know. It was so amazing in the fourth quarter. You pulled it out, man. We ended up going to state, okay? It's like, why don't we make this relationship relevant? Why don't we update this friendship? Can we? And why don't we? Because both people's programs refuse to actually acquire a different level of understanding and actually having that reality of, hey, we're two people. We actually met in high school. Let's continue to move on. Let's continue to update ourselves. Let's continue to work on this relationship. So think about the toughest relationship you have. Okay, think about the toughest relationship you have. Is it with your mom? Is it with your dad? Is it with a brother or sister? Is it with your husband or your wife? Think about that. Think about it. First, locate which is the toughest one. Okay, once you get that in mind, the one that seems to be the toughest one, the one that seems to not work out, the one that seems that just can't seem to get it right. Which one is that one? Okay, get it in your mind. Now, what are the arguments and fights that you both have so much with each other? Think about that. What are the things that you can't stand about them? And what do you think is the stuff that they don't seem to like about you? What are some of the things that really bug you about that person? And I want you to think about that because, see, what's happening here is that, yes, can there be some things about people that you don't like? Yes. Can you get irritated by people sometime? Yes. Okay, I'm not saying that everybody has to get along 24 hours a day. But I'm saying that we can get along a lot better if we understand our subconscious and we understand what we're refusing to deal with. Because a lot of the times, it's our program that's getting in the way of our communication. I was working with a client yesterday, and it was interesting. It was messages back and forth, with their loved one, but they were just bickering, and they would take the argument to the next level, and the next level, and the next level, and the next level. Nobody wanted to let it go. Nobody did. And I started laughing about it, because actually from the outside perspective, it's kind of funny, because it's like neither one is going to like stop this. And I see this a lot. I mean, I see this at least several, 3, 4, 5 times a day. But I realized, I said, y'all are both on this program, and your egos are running this program. Both of you, your egos are the size of this room, and you cannot be wrong, and they can't be right. They can't win, and you can't lose. So this is the game that you're playing, when all you would have to do is just stop the response and say, hey, time out. I'm not going to continue to even do this anymore, okay? If you want to talk, let's talk, but you texting me this kind of stuff and these mean emojis, not going to work for me anymore. So we can either open up the lines of communication, or we need to figure out what we're going to do to change this relationship or to let it go, right? We don't need to keep playing these games. Where in that program is telling you that you want to keep playing this game? We're going to figure it out. Stay tuned, because I'll be back. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time.
We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spin into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling bits of history. He travels the country doing research around things that your family deserve to know. Take a moment now and contact Dan at 214-914-3598. That's 214-914-3598, and begin to learn your history.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, after again denying the claim of a former staffer that he sexually assaulted her nearly 3 decades ago, acknowledged for the first time the dilemma now facing potential supporters, saying, if they believe Tara Reid, they probably shouldn't vote for me. I wouldn't vote for me if I believed Tara Reid. Biden also said he didn't remember Reid, who worked for him in 1993, and said all women who are harassed should be taken seriously. seriously?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't. But look, let me get something clear. When a woman makes a claim that she has been harassed or abused, she should be taken seriously. She can come forward, share her story. She should be taken seriously.
Biden's comments came during an hour-long town hall-style event that included former Georgia State Representative Stacey Abrams, seen as a top contender to be his running mate. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Okay, so today we've been talking about operating systems. The old, the ones that are decrepit, the ones that need to go away, the ones that just need to be augmented, and the ones that just need to be refreshed. Okay. So think about it. Right before the break, I was talking about, think about your most difficult relationship you have. The most difficult relationship you have. Is that with your mom? Is that with your spouse? Is that with your sister? Is that with your boss? Who is that with? And begin to look at that relationship. Why is it so difficult? What are the things that irritate you about that person? How do you act to them? How do you respond to them? Do you respond in a certain way and they get irritated? When you respond, you know, do they respond negatively? Think about all these things, and then how many times do you do things and it just feels like you're on autopilot? Like, I can't believe I said that. Or how many times do you do things and you go, you know what, I could have probably done that a little differently. So why didn't you? And the thing is that we get on autopilot with these relationships and we can't switch, we can't change. What's going on here? I'm playing this game myself. How do I begin to be mindful in the relationship and start communicating in that way and also being honest? many of us aren't very honest in our relationship with people. We don't want to rock the boat. We're too scared of what they're going to say. We're fearful of what's going to happen. But you know what? If we're not telling the truth and we're hiding our reality, we're not helping anything, right? We're causing more of a problem because we're not being honest. And when we're not honest or we don't tell our truth, then what happens? I mean, how can we really be that angry when what we want to happen doesn't happen? So we got to get right with that. We got to start thinking about that. We got to start grabbing a hold of that and saying, okay, I need to augment the way that I interface with this person. And you might be interfacing with someone that's on a full-on, you know, off-the-rails program and they don't even know it. First, we got to fix ourselves first before we even try to fix their program. And I'll talk a little bit about that toward the end here. So right now, I want to talk about sound alchemy and the concept of sound and how sound can help us to heal. I know that people say, wow, what do you mean? But, you know, we talk about music and how music can be soothing. We talk about music and how powerful music is. So guess what? Sound is parts of music, right? To make music, you have sounds, right, of instruments that come together to create a song, right? They come together to create music. Okay, that's what the power of sound is. So our sound alchemist, it's time for Liz London.
Liz, great to have you in the studio. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to be here. Thank you.
In the previous show, we talked about the bowls, and you introduced us to some of the amazing bowls. And what do you have for us today?
Today, I'm going to introduce you to tuning forks. Tuning forks are metal alloy-shaped rods that are acoustic resonators used in many applications to produce a fixed tone. Now, the main reason for using the fork shape is that, unlike many other type of resonators, it produces a very pure tone with most of the vibrational energy at the fundamental frequency. Tuning forks consist of a handle and two tines. When the tuning fork is kissed, I don't like to say hit, with a rubber hammer, the tines begin to vibrate. The back and forth vibration of the tines produce disturbances of surrounding air molecules. As the tines continue to vibrate, an alternating pattern of high and low frequent pressure regions are created. Now, these regions are transported through the surrounding air, carrying the sound signal from one location to another. Now, today, the tuning fork we're going to play is called a pineal activator. It is a very special tuning fork designed to facilitate the activation of the pineal gland, which many mystics believe is the seat of the soul. Now, this specific frequency is based upon discoveries by the sonic alchemist and scientist John Wirral Keeley, who lived in the late 1800s. Now, among Keeley's discoveries was that of a frequency which has the ability to resonate and activate the pineal gland. This frequency was revealed to Jonathan Goldman through his research and guidance many years ago. So now we're going to utilize this frequency today with a tree grounding meditation. The effects of this tuning fork are powerful and profound. The pineal activator has the extraordinary potential to enhance psychic abilities and assist spiritual evolution. Pineal is the third eye, and it's God vision and it's clarity. So we're going to get some clarity today, but we're going to use the tree grounding meditation to be able to connect with the earth, this energy that we're bringing in through our third eye, and we're going to connect it to the earth. So Ashley's going to lead us today in our tree grounding meditation. And to begin this technique, you can stand with your feet at least 6 inches apart with your knees slightly bent, or you can also sit in a chair if you prefer. So Ashley, we're going to play the tuning fork tone, and then Ashley's going to guide us in our tree grounding meditation.
We'll begin by closing your eyes. Inhale and pull the energy up the roots of your right foot, into your right foot, up to your right leg, and into your lower abdominal area. Begin by envisioning yourself standing tall, like a tree, with your feet flat on the ground, feeling your body as that of a tree, solid and strong. Feeling the limbs of your body as solid and strong branches of your tree, strong yet flexibly bending in the wind. You see your roots coming out of the bottom of your feet. They dig deep into the ground beneath, deeper, deeper, and even deeper. They tunnel their way to the center of the earth. The deeper they dig into the earth, the stronger your tree becomes. Feel the energy accumulate within your lower abdominal region. Your roots go down to the center of the earth, where there is a round red core. The roots begin to wrap themselves around the core of the earth. Exhale and push this energy down your left leg, onto your left foot, and back down the roots to the center of the earth. You feel secure, and there's a solid feeling in your feet and legs. Take the opportunity now to draw up the energy of the earth into your body, leaving you with a feeling of safety and security. Continue to breathe and work with the energy until you feel grounded. When you are ready, you can open your eyes.
That was fantastic. I love it that you shared your voice with the tuning fork. That was incredible.
Thank you.
Hopefully people will get some clarity and feel grounded and feel more safe and secure.
I felt a little more, I felt clarity for sure. And we actually kind of tried it out earlier this week, mm-hmm. and I thought it was very powerful. It seemed like the next day I felt more clear-headed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really a powerful little sound generator. And I enjoy sharing it with people. So thanks for having me on.
Well, we'll see you back next week.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be here.
Liz always has a way of making things like amazing as far as the sound and the concept of that and understanding that. And that's why I love to have her on the show, because there are other ways instead of, you know, psychology, just talk therapy, life coaching, that can help you as well. I mean, let's talk about all modalities, right? And so we'll be seeing her next week. And now I want to talk about history. You know, I think that many of us have been plugged into what's going on in our society today. We look at social media on a constant basis. We're constantly watching the news. Some of you are watching the news way too much, by the way, and it's causing you to have that negative program. However, you know, Dan Nelson is our resident historian, our genealogist, and, you know, in today's saga that was situated sometime before 1681, and they should have a reality show, we're going to be talking about children, marriage, infidelity, some people getting the better half, some people not. We're talking about money, and we're going to be talking about cows. Great to have you on the show, Dan. How you doing?
Very rainy Saturday.
Oh my gosh, it is. It is really rainy. I was just telling our audience that this was going to start somewhere in the 1681, and it's almost like a reality show set then, huh?
Yeah, we always think that all the things that happen today have never happened before, but they just didn't have People magazine back then to report on it. So dig it up in the court documents.
Well, I'm ready to hear the latest saga. You always dig up some really cool stuff.
All right. Well, just to refresh everybody a little bit, so we had this Herod Long, and she, depending on where we were at in the story, we all felt like, gee, she's a victim or she's a victimizer because she had an abusive husband. She had a partner, sort of the baby daddy, and then she ended up with a wealthy guy in the end. Meanwhile, she was a very religious member of the Quaker Church. So a lot of stuff going on. So I left it off with the fact that one of her children, you know, the power of DNA, inherited some of her scandalous behaviors. So just to sort of set it up here a little bit. So in 1681, as you mentioned, there was this gal named Abigail Remington, and she married John Richmond, and they had four daughters. But something went very wrong because suddenly in 1688, Abigail, as a widow of John Remington, presented an inventory of her dead husband's estate to the court. So John's belongings in this inventory were only worth 46 pounds, which was just enough to buy a few cows. So here she is, widowed, age 36, four young daughters to feed, and could have been for real hard times. But fortunately, she had a neighbor that took her under his wing. And this was Herod's son, Henry Gardner. He was 46 years old. He actually did the appraisal on John Remington's estate, so very familiar with Abigail. And he'd been the constable of Kingstown, Rhode Island, and he was an heir to one of Rhode Island's largest landowners, John Porter, who we talked about in previous conversations. That was Herod's third husband. So Henry was pretty much set up for life, except there was one complication. After being married for nearly two decades, his wife Joan was still childless, and he was heirless. Joan was healthy. She lived a long time, so he couldn't just sort of outweigh her to pass away. It might be too late for him to sire an heir. So he could have probably got the marriage annulled. You were allowed to do that back then if you weren't able to produce children. We all know the Henry VIII stories and all that kind of stuff. So it was a big deal to produce those heirs. And, you know, we know that Herod herself had obtained two separations from her husbands in the past. So it was not unbeknownst to his family to take that route. So he made no attempt at annulment or divorce, but he found another way to sire heirs. And in 1691, Abigail Remington bore an infant son named Henry Gardiner. Their second son, Ephraim Gardiner, was born in 1693. So in 1694, Henry Gardiner was bound over to the court for being charged by Abigail Remington for getting on her body two bastard children, basically getting her pregnant. And back then, in the Puritan what would have happened is she would have gotten called into court, demand that the name of her husband be revealed, and then if she was in Massachusetts, she'd have been stripped of the waist and displayed in public for 15 minutes for having born a child out of wedlock. So basically, the humiliation penalty. And then her second child would have resulted in a whipping or a 10-pound fine. But because Abigail was the mistress of an influential and affluent man, she didn't get hit with the harshest law, which was their adultery and fornication law. So she was called to court, but she got out of it by being sick, and her husband went in there as her attorney and paid her fine in court, and all was good. He didn't face any public humiliation or a lash because wealthy men, they just didn't face that. And so the town said, look, as long as we don't have to support these children, you'll take care of them. We're good with it. So they went along and had two more children. So four illegitimate children in a row here, all while Mrs. Henry Gardiner, Joan, was still alive. So now Henry had his heirs, and Abigail, along with her four fatherless Remington daughters, lived a secure life. And as for Henry and Abigail, they married after Joan's death. Abigail outlived Henry, who died in 1744. So they were together for a really long time. And it was interesting how that story all played out. And Joan just went along with the program.
Dan, what was the last thing you said? There was a technical difficulty.
Oh, it just said... Joan went along with the program. She never complained to the court or said, gee, this is wrong. My husband's fathering all these children with another woman. I guess she figured, you know, at least she was taken care of versus being cast aside in annulment or a divorce.
It's interesting stuff. I mean, all this historical knowledge, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, this is the stuff that you never think really actually happened because there was no Facebook back then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I watched in the last year that tale on Hulu called The Handmaid's Tale, and it's like there's some fact to base these things on. It's not all some writers coming up with pure fiction. So this is pretty crazy stuff.
It's very true, Dan, and I really appreciate your knowledge, and I look forward to your historical stories next week where we can learn more, and I hope you stay dry today in this crazy weather.
Likewise. Thank you.
Thank you. So stay tuned. We'll be talking more about programs. What you can do right now to take some of that edge off that program and make it work and work on that hardest relationship you have. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspective. With me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in two shades.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking, we actually got to talk with Liz London, right, our sound alchemist. We talk with Dan Nelson, our resident historian and genealogist that really helps us to look at historical information. You know, I just think that, you know, take a minute here to just think about, you know, life. I mean, life is very similar. You know, we're all going through things. We're all having challenges. We're all dealing with stuff. And, you know, when I talk about this idea of these programs, I talk about it to open up your mind and your eyes to seeing the reality of how to actually change things in your life to make things better. I'm not adding anything to your plate. I'm not trying to make things more challenging. I'm not trying to add Facebook technical difficulties to your life. I'm trying to help you to see things clearly so that you can understand the small things that you can augment right now to actually have more joy in your life, to be happier in your life, to feel better about what you're doing in your life and what you're contributing. You know, because that's the key, is that we all want to contribute. We all want to feel good, right? We all want to, like, be happy. We all want to be in relationships that make us powerful and empowered. We all want to empower other people. We want, you know, that's the key. And I know that I'm speaking to the choir. I'm preaching to the choir right now, and I get it. But I just want you to know that that's where I'm coming from, okay? And that's what matters to me, is you know exactly. This is about making your life better, easier, and basically more joy-filled. Because, I mean, happy is happy. What does happy mean, right? I think many of us see happiness as something outside of ourselves, or we see happiness based on something that we can get or receive, and then that whatever we get or receive makes us feel more happy, right? Is that the truth? How can that be? Because if we get something, but then it doesn't still make us happy, then it goes away. If something's taken away from us, then that means that we become unhappy. If we put all of our happiness into another person, and they decide to leave us, what happens to our happiness? We have to control our happiness. That's what we have to do. And that happiness derives from inside of us. However, if your personal program tells you that you were raised in an environment where things made you happy, maybe you learned from mom or dad, you know, about retail therapy, and that made you happy. Maybe we learned from mom and dad about codependency, and that, you know, having that other person around, oh, they made me so happy. Oh, they made me so happy. Oh, crap, they left me. I'm really unhappy. I'm really depressed. So what do you do then? What do you do then? And so many of us are on those programs. Is it the program based of happiness is outside of yourself? Is it the program based on I find joy outside of myself? Is the program based on I'm insecure? Is the program based on I don't feel like I'm good enough? What is the program baseline? What are the operating systems? You know, what's the very beginning? What were the things that were put into that program to make it run? Simple question, but very deep. Something that takes a lot of work to find. This is not something that you probably just go, oh, yeah, I got the answer, Ashley. I figured it out. You know, did it in record time. I'm not asking you to do that. I'm asking you to really think about it. Focus on that and maybe jot down some thoughts. Get your thoughts out of your mind and just start jotting down some thoughts about, you know what, you're right. There are some things that I'm unhappy about. These are the things. The best way to change things is to realize what's causing us the most pain, and then we rock and roll from there, right? And then we just go backwards and figure out where it started. I want to take a moment. Check out my website. Go to AshleyBurgess.com. Ashley, BERGES.com. AshleyBurgess.com. You can actually find out some of the latest stuff. You can actually watch our videos in studio that have nothing to do with Facebook, so they're always full and they're up there, and you can watch those. You can listen to the past shows, the past podcasts from every show that's ever aired. You can also set up a counseling, a life coaching session, therapy session with me, 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minute sessions. You can go right there and you can just go to coaching. Boom. You can hire me right there. Also, check out our newest website, the10daychallenge.com. Go to www.the10daychallenge.com. So the10daychallenge.com, the10daychallenge.com. New masterclasses up there on how to live your true life, how to find that, how to really figure out your boundaries and deal with every family issue you possibly have, pretty much, and understanding how to empower you. Because the whole concept of the issues we have is that we feel disempowered. We feel that people are hurting us. We feel that people are breaking us down or trying to mess with us. When in reality, it might be the truth, but it's also the way that we see it. It's also the way that we deal with things. It's also the way that we compute things. And if something is triggering us, it's going to be massively triggered. If it doesn't trigger us, they will not get under our skin. Triggers are based on what's in our consciousness and our subconsciousness. What we think about ourselves triggers us, right? So if somebody says something negative about us that triggers us, it's going to upset us. If it doesn't trigger us and we've gotten over that, we'll just let it go. And guess what? They'll stop badgering us because they realize it's not working. So check out that, the10daychallenge.com. Check out AshleyBurgess.com. And don't forget to check out the YouTube channel. New content every week. Just go to YouTube and put in Ashley, BERGES. Okay. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. I'll be back this time. Appreciate it.
CreateYourCause.org started with a passion for making a difference in the world. Inspired by the collective efforts of people like you, who work really hard for a cause worthy of your efforts. But a cause needs funding, and we know that effort and hard work can only go so far. A cause needs funding to be sustainable. So we created a platform to assist with raising money, using your most valuable asset, your supporters. From environmental causes to helping the families of fallen soldiers, we know that no matter what your cause is, it's what matters most to you. There's no time like the present. Create your cause today. Go to createyourcause.org. That is createyourcause.org.